Anybody?
Do you feel like you're the starting quarterback of the team right now?
You know, that's not for me to decide. So my job is to go out and if I play, I play and try to play the best I can.
Were you surprised that you stayed in because Matt was on the side?
I wasn't sure what his, you know, status was. I just, like I said, my job is to play and do as well as I can when I go in. You know, some good, some bad. You have to watch a film and see. Obviously, the last play, you know, it's a pretty bad decision. You know, try to throw it away and you know, play on fourth down. So, you know, that's not the greatest decision in the world, but I think there was, you know, obviously some good too. And, you know, we fought and kept fighting back. You know what? I can only talk for myself. I think obviously we're disappointed. I'm disappointed that, you know, we, like I said, we fought back and to finish it the way we did, you know, I got to make a better decision, but I don't think, you know, for me, I think I still believe in my teammates and it's a long season. There's 11 games left. So obviously this isn't where we want to be, but, like I said, it's a long season and we just got to keep coming in and working hard to do a better job and win a football game. Yeah, I think you just got to come in every day and really focus on your job and do what you can better. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It's not some magic formula. It's not some magic speech that someone's going to give. It's us coming in here and working hard and going out and execute on Sunday. Yeah, obviously you got us, you know, a little momentum on, you know, the one before the half, and then the other one, they dropped the coverage and he was wide open. And I think all those young guys did a good job, you know, stepping up. You know, it's not the easiest system, but knowing what to do and you know, obviously producing some good results.
Ryan, can you take us through that interception? I think it was third and two. Was there like a quicker route that you were looking at before you
couldn't
try to throw the ball?
Yeah, and, they had it pretty well covered. And you know, like I said, I have to see the tape, but I felt like I saw someone streaking, you know, to the end zone, but like I said, you know, you'd probably like to play on fourth down, so try to throw it away. You know, tough parts when you're in the pocket, you don't want to get an intentional grounding either. So try to move around and then throw it away, throw it at someone's feet, and live for the next play.
Did you talk with Ryan after you went in at halftime or anything?
Just, you know, just the normal conversation that quarterbacks have. Hey, what'd you see? I think that's kind of the typical thing, you know, even when Ryan was playing and I'm in, you know, we're going over the pictures, that type of thing.
Is that awkward at all? I mean, obviously, you guys have been
going. I mean, I was focused on playing the game, so, you know, we've had a good relationship throughout this entire ordeal, so, but I don't think that really, you know, has an effect on anything else. It's really, especially when you're playing the game, it's focus on, you know, the next series, the next play. You know, I don't know. I think, you come in tomorrow and watch the film and, you know, figure out what we need to do better. And then, you know, it's another division opponent next week and get ready for those guys. And, obviously, Houston, you know, I wasn't here last year, but these guys are familiar with Jacksonville. I played Jacksonville last year, so I know a little bit about them and you move on to the next game.
Do you expect to be a starting quarterback?
Not my decision to make.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.